Okay, this is going to sound a bit odd, but bear with me. If you were a bird, I mean one of the feathered birds, which of these tracks would appeal to you most?
When day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me.
Okay. That's the challenge. Scientists at Rutgers University in New Jersey are trying to identify what kinds of music different bird species prefer to hear. And they're doing this by using a specially designed bird feeder. Professor Elizabeth Demaray is one of the project's collaborators. Elizabeth, hello. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It was great fun to listen to those musical selections.
Well, that's right. Metallica, Debussy, Nina Simone. That's basically sums up the choice you're offering the birds, right?
Well, you know, that is the choice. Actually, we're offering them karaoke versions of those tunes so that the human voice doesn't necessarily become a variable that we need to think about at the moment. But that's right. That's right. We have we've created a system called Pandora Bird. And I should clarify something. This is an art and science collaboration. So I'm an artist that's interested in our interactions with the natural world.
Elizabeth, I'm just going to interrupt you slightly because the phone line has deteriorated. I'm wondering if you've moved or if you could move back to where you started from, which was sounding better.
Oh, okay. How's
That's better.
This?
Yes, thank you.
Is that a little better? Oh, great, great. So it's an art and science collaboration, and it's in collaboration with a computer scientist named Ahmed Egemel and the Art and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at Rutgers University.
Okay, so I think the probably a lot of people listening will be going, okay, why? Why do we want to know what kind of music different birds prefer?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. My thought as an artist who's interested in art interactions with the natural world is that a lot of the animals around us are constantly bombarded by human noise. And there is some indication that birds, we know that they pay a lot of attention to human song. There's even species that have learned human tunes and have taught them to successive generations of their offspring. So it was sort of an interesting question. What kind of human noise, what kind of human music might actually be preferred by these, by our avian co-inhabitants?
Okay, rather than sort of damaging them or frightening them. What are the musical bird feeders or these Pandora birds that are being installed?
Sure, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Right. So the system basically looks like a large bird feeder with a gramophone overhead. And the wide end of the gramophone points down to a platen that offers bird seed to wild feeder birds.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the gramophone is a little speaker, a little audio speaker, and a camera module that's attached to a Raspberry Pi computer, a little tiny computer. And the camera basically takes a photo every 4 seconds. And if a bird is present on the platen, it gives the system a thumbs up for that piece of music. But it's interesting because the system's actually a little more, it's also doing something else.
Yep.
It's a computer learning system. So we're basically training the computer to recognize different species of birds independently. And then once it has a species of bird, it's going to log it in as a user at Pandora Radio or another, you know, one of the services that are created for humans for musical selection, something like Spotify or Pandora. So what the system really does is it creates a database of avian favored music, but also of species specific favored music.
Okay, can I just ask you one final question? Because apart from teaching us what sort of doesn't drive birds away, could the musical feeder also be used to attract birds away, say, from areas where human activities might put them in danger, like airports, for example, and move them to safer areas like parks and gardens?
Yes, that is such a good question. One of the interesting things that we've seen, and this is just right when we first put the system up, when we first played it for the first time, more birds were actually attracted to Debussy than a feeder that did not play music. So, yes, it looks like it's possible that we could conceivably come up with a system like that.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great idea. Good luck with it, and thank you very much. I hope the birds enjoy the music.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Professor Elizabeth Demaray, artist and associate professor of fine art at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Top of the pops for the birds. It's 8:25 on Breakfast.